Welcome to the Folk of the Footbridge podcast. Join us as we take you on a journey through time and over the River Usk. We'll delve into the history books and share with you memories, music and poems as you walk along the riverbank today. Inspiration for the Folk of the Footbridge stems from the city footbridge in front of you. Every day, hundreds of people cross the river using the footbridge. Children on their way to school, commuters, families going shopping, sports fans heading to the game, cyclists, runners, and people meeting friends at nearby coffee shops and restaurants. Start your journey on the west bank of the river near the Riverfront Theatre. During construction of the Riverfront Theatre in 2002, the remains of a vessel were found preserved in the mud in the banks of the Usk. The discovery of the Newport ship attracted thousands of visitors who queued alongside the riverbank, desperate to see the ship in situ. Lifted from the ground, timber by timber, the medieval ship has been undergoing conservation in a warehouse in Estuary Way. Older than the Mary Rose, it is described by the team taking on this incredible challenge as the world's biggest 3D jigsaw puzzle. For Peter Horliston, this accidental discovery propelled the city into worldwide fame. As a member of the Friends of the Newport Ship, he has been inspired by its story, which he shares through his poem, A Gift from Neptune.
Thoughts when crossing the bridge. The waters flowing fast beneath, mud glistening. The wharves brooding silently. What sights, what sounds they've seen. If only they could speak. The eye rested on the riverfront, and this came into my mind. A gift from Neptune. In 1468, so wounded by capricious fate, shelter she sought in a Newport pill, and there remained for good or ill. 600 flew in the proverbial blink, when an orchestra pit they sought to sink. Rescued from a dark and murky grave, this wonder of her age was saved. A relic of a trading past, connecting to a world so vast. People, goods, ideas, in they came, giving Newport worldwide fame.
Medieval Newport would have been very different to the urban landscape that we see today. Stephanie Irvine helps us to imagine what the town would have felt and sounded like as the huge ship pulled into dock for repairs or dismantling. Listen to her piece, The Ship, performed by Kate Willits and Rachel Waters, as you walk along to your next destination, the Newport Bridge.
Ooh.
trips across the river at Newport Bridge invoke memories of going to the Odeon Cinema in Clarence Place as a treat reserved for birthdays or school holidays, or a visit to Rodney Parade to watch Newport RFC the Black and Ambers play, of students attending the Gwent College of Higher Education with its long green-tiled corridors, grand staircases and imposing green copper dome on the top of the building. In 1994, John Squire, guitarist of the Stone Roses, designed the cover of their single Love Spreads, based on a photograph of a stone cherub and shield on the bridge. As you cross the bridge today, you will hear Dragon's Breath, a piece composed by Stacey Blythe and pupils from St. Julian's High School. It is sung by Rhian Hutchings.
Hi, I'm Rhian from Operasonic. The song you're about to hear is called Dragon's Breath and explores Newport Bridge. It was originally created in 2015 as part of a project called Port Songs. It was written by composer Stacey Blythe and pupils from St. Julian's School. This is the 2021 version, remixed especially for Folk of the Footbridge by me.
Thank you.
turn right and follow the path past the pod to the city footbridge. In 1877, the Newport Athletic Club secured the use of land at Rodney Parade from Godfrey Morgan, the first Viscount of Tredegar, for their cricket, tennis, rugby and athletic teams. He called it Rodney Parade after his brother Charles Rodney Morgan. Charles was the first born and was due to inherit the estate, but he died in 1854 at just 25 years old. Today, the ground is shared by Newport County Football Club and the Newport Gwent Dragons. It is the second oldest sports venue used in the Football League after Deepdale Preston. It was the first ground in Wales to have floodlights installed. The City Footbridge is a landmark structure, providing a symbolic link to the site's earlier use as trading wharves. Newport's riverside wharves and jetties have existed since the 15th century for items such as food, clothing and wool. But the muddy banks often cause problems for the loading and unloading of supplies. By 1830, Newport was Wales's biggest coal port, so Parliament granted permission to construct a dock to cope with the increased trade demand. The town dock was opened in 1842 and extended in 1858. Continuing growth in trade showed that further expansion was required, and in 1875, Alexandra Docks opened. It progressively extended downstream, and in 1914, the South Lock opened, providing direct access to the Bristol Channel. The town dock soon became obsolete and was eventually filled in. Over the years, cargo has included iron ore, cars, Jamaican bananas, steel products and timber. It is rumoured that every telegraph pole in the country passes through Newport Docks. Listen to Stave Bridge, created by Bongo Pete, as you walk across the footbridge. It is performed by Aled Evans, with production by John Lillegreen.
Hello listener, my name's Pete Morgan and this is
Aled Evans.
And we came up with this piece of music based around Newport Footbridge. I was looking at the bridge one day when I was walking the dog, and I noticed the reflection of the lights in the river. I noticed them blinking, and it was from people walking across and bicycles going across, and I thought that the bridge itself kind of resembled a stave for music to be written on. So then I visualised when the people walked across, or the cycles moved across, I imagined that they left notes behind them, and then I wanted to know what those notes might sound like. So the first problem I had was that I can't play piano at all, so I asked Aled if he'd get involved, and I explained my initial idea to Aled, and luckily you ran with it. So
It was a pleasure, and what I find interesting is the different tempos on the bridge, different paces, so joggers, you know, cyclists, people on skateboards, all at once, so it's very loose, so we purposely made the piece a bit loose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice atmospheric piece that reflects the interpretations of the light and the shade and how that might manifest itself in an audio kind of way.
That's right.
So, yeah, just like to say thank you to everyone for listening. I'd like to say thank you to Operasonic and the people that funded the project. Thanks to the bridge. And yeah, thanks very much.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Your final destination today is Newport Museum and Art Gallery. So cross the road and head up into John Frost Square. How did the Romans decorate their homes? Is it true that lions and bears once roamed Caerwent? And what happened to the leaders of the Chartist movement? Uncover the answers to these questions and see many weird and wonderful things at Newport Museum and Art Gallery by heading up into John Frost Square. The second oldest museum in Wales, it tells the story of the city through archaeology, social history, natural sciences and art. You can explore the fascinating history of the Gwent Levels through the new prehistory exhibition. The submerged prehistoric landscape of the Severn Estuary is amongst the most ancient landscapes in Western Europe. Finds include rare stone tools made by Neanderthals, some of the oldest human remains discovered in southeast Wales, the most complete skeleton of an extinct aurochs, and sections of the Upton Trackway, the first hurdle trackway discovered in Wales. On the third floor is the Art Gallery, the perfect place to lose yourself in the work of incredible Welsh artists, or to do some people watching as you look down into the square below. This podcast has been brought to you by the Folk of the Footbridge project, funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund. For more stories and history of the local area, visit our blog www.folkofthefootbridge.blogspot.com, and please consider joining the Friends of Newport Museum and Art Gallery. A big thank you to Tinshed Theatre, Opera Sonic and Cobra Music Studios for their support with the project. We would also like to thank Bongo Pete, Aled Evans, John Lillegreen, Rian Hutchings, pupils from St. Julian's High School, Stacey Blythe, Peter Horliston, Stephanie Irvine, Kate Willits and Rachel Waters for their creative pieces that help us to bring the story of the footbridge and the Usk to life.